Welcome to the Generations Church podcast. This is Brian Nugent, and I'm the pastor at Generations Church. Thanks for listening today. We hope this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life. For more information about Generations Church and its ministries, check out our webpage at gctlh.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Take your Bibles today. Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm finishing a series called Seeds and Seasons. As seasons change and bring unique, unique qualities to the atmosphere, so do God seasons in our life. And God brings different seasons in our life, and those seasons bring change in us, or they change things in our life. And if we're perceptive to those God seasons, man, it can help us to know God's will and God's plan. Because we're always praying, Lord, what's your will? God, I want to know your will. God, is this the right door? Is that the right door? And sometimes with God's seasons, that can help us to determine, help us determine God's will. So learning God's seasons and perceiving God's seasons can help us determine God's plan and timing for our life. Sometimes it's the plan, it's not the time, and trying to get the seasons and the times to line up. Seasons help us to understand God's unfolding plan in our life if we're perceptive to it. So several weeks ago, if you've missed, I talked about the four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter, and the unique biblical applications that it has on in our particular life. A few weeks ago, I talked about the season of preparation, how God walks us through a season to prepare us to walk through another door. Then we talked about the season of promotion, when that door opens and God says it's your time, and then the season of affliction. Last week, we started working through the most prominent, popular, most well-known passage when it comes to time and seasons, and that is Ecclesiastes 3. And I preached about halfway through it last week, and I'm going to preach the rest of the way through it this week. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, I'm going to read through 8, verse 8 this morning. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to uproot. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, a time to gather them. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, a time to give up. A time to keep, a time to throw away. A time to tear, a time to mend. A time to be silent, a time to speak. A time to love, a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. So as you preach through the whole counsel of God to congregations, you need to understand this, the role of seasons in our life. Now, I need a little latitude today. I was sick several weeks ago, and it kind of threw me off my whole preaching plan for this series. So in this passage this morning, I'm going to combine several. There are 14 different life applications that he gives. I'm going to combine several this morning, and some I just couldn't get to. So if you'll just give me a little latitude, I would appreciate. So a time to scatter. He says there's a time and a season to scatter stones and a time to gather them. Now, if you'll allow me just to reverse those, I think I can build this, paint this picture for you just a little bit. So we're going to go with a time to gather and a time to scatter. So stones were weapons in the Bible, and slings were weapons. And if I only had a story that could represent slings and stones, it was a weapon. When people gathered stones, that was bad news. It would be like if I substituted these words: there's a time to gather bullets and there's a time to scatter bullets. All right. When people started gathering stones, it was a sign that confrontation, was just right around the corner. So gathering stones meant preparing for confrontation. So the time to gather stones is a season of action for the purpose of reconciliation or for separation. Now we go through, you know, a lot of times we go through and we think the Bible just talks about long suffering and patience and that we never, you know, we never do anything but just be silent and be patient. And I'm just telling you, that's not biblical at all. Ephesians chapter 6 says, hey, in your life before the sun goes down upon your wrath, you need to take care of some things. Matthew chapter 18 says, if you've been hurt, you need to go see someone. Galatians chapter 2 gives us a great picture of this. Peter was serving God, but his life was starting to stray just a little bit. He was starting to embrace some things that made the Apostle Paul really uncomfortable. So you can read in Galatians chapter 2, he goes to Peter, and man, he just has this come to Jesus meeting with him, literally, you know, to go, hey, there's some things going on in your life. So the time to gather stones is a time of action. It's a time that we've gone through patience, we've gone through long suffering. There are some things in our life, and we need to get some resolution one way or another. We need to either reconcile or we need to separate. But man, this thing has just been going too long. This is a time to act. Now, confrontation. Let's talk about that. To gather stones was to prepare for confrontation. Confrontation is not just another argument, but it begins a start toward healing and reconciliation. So confrontation says, I'm not going to ignore this anymore. We think it's all biblical and spiritual just to ignore things and let them go. And I'm just saying to you this morning, that's not necessarily correct. Confrontation says, you know what? I'm not ignoring this anymore. It needs to be dealt with, and this is the season. This is the season to deal with it. And sometimes we are all, you know, we have strained relationships with people that we care about. So confrontation really, especially to those that we love, says to someone, I value this relationship, I care about this relationship, and I'm trying to get over whatever happened in the past. I'm trying to reconcile and bring this together. So confrontation is not just another argument. We're not just rehashing the same stuff over, but man, we're going, it's a time of action, one way or the other. It's a time of action. We're going to reconcile or we're going to move on and do something else, but we're not just sitting around here and ignoring this anymore. Confrontation says, I will be honest with you and you can be honest to me. When we are in this season, it's a time to be very real. It's a time to be very, you know, it's a time to be very open. It's a time to share your heart, the truth of what's in your heart. But it's also a time to allow somebody else to speak their truth into your life that might be, you know, might even be painful to you. I am here to speak, but I am also here to listen. Now, let me say, it's the time to gather stones. It's the time of confrontation. It's the time to speak. Now, sometimes, listen, if you go into that meeting and you got an attitude, you know, you got a little anger going on in your life, let me just tell you, save your time, all right? Nothing's going to be healed and resolved if you come in with this kind of irritated attitude, all right? The right tone for the time of confrontation, the time to gather stones, is humility and gentleness. Humility and gentleness. Now, we're going to speak our heart. You know, Paul says speak the truth in love. So we do it lovingly, but we speak the truth. We don't deny what was happened. But if we come in with the wrong attitude, we're wasting our time there. So something else about confrontation. We may not always resolve everything, but we can begin making improvements and forgetting the past, all right? So maybe it's not all resolved, but maybe it's the start of a process where there can be reconciliation and that there can be healing. Now listen to me. There is a season of your life to gather stones. There is a season of your life that God says to you, this needs to be dealt with, and this is the season. The time is now to deal with it. And some people ignore it. They ignore it. And some of you have got relationships that have been bitter for way too long because you did not acknowledge the season to gather stones, the season to confront. There is a time of action and activity. Okay, there's a time that we've got to move and speak, because if you, listen to me, I just think if you move at the right time, God may be already working on the other side of that. You may find reconciliation, and it may surprise you. You think they're going to be combative, but in actuality, maybe if you move in the right time of the Lord, man, they might be open to reconciliation themselves. So there's a time to gather stones. There's a time to act. There's a time to confront. There's a time to scatter stones. There's a time to scatter. You know, so when you had them all piled up, it was a sign to someone that confrontation could be imminent. But when they saw them scattering stones, it was a sign that that individual had moved on. So this is the season where either the situation is either resolved or you have decided to move on. Sometimes God can help resolve that. Sometimes God will resolve it. And if that happens, God is honored, relationships are restored or being restored. Isaac and Ishmael, they were bitter stepbrothers. Man, they fought kind of their whole life. But when their father died, there's one sentence and it just jumps out to me. It says, Isaac and Ishmael buried their father Abraham. They came together. Reconciliation, you know, they scattered stones. And they reconciled. So sometimes there's reconciliation. Sometimes it's just a time to move on. Sometimes it's an acknowledgement. Hey, I've tried. I've done my best to seek reconciliation and healing, and it's just not working. We're just going to put these things in the hand of God and leave it for God to work out. Proverbs 19 says, a person's wisdom yields patience, but it is to one's glory to overlook the offense. It's to one's glory to overlook the offense. So sometimes I'm scattering my stones because the situation has been helped. Sometimes I've just put it in the hand of God. Lord, I'm just going to let you have it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going on with my life. And we scatter those stones. So a time to gather stones, a time to scatter stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. So this is a season of extra outward verbal and physical expression. See, people need this from time to time. There's a season in our lives where relationships, they just need a little attention. Close relationships, they just need a little extra affirmation. They just need, it's a season. They just need a little, you know, a little bit something else. So people need this season. Relationships sometimes, they need this season. Sometimes, you know, we live in a world where people feel unappreciated. In relationships, things are so busy sometimes that we've kind of put relationships on the back burner. And sometimes it's a season to embrace. It's a season to come together. And this is speaking of close relationships. He's not encouraging you to embrace the stranger. I'm assuming this is for people that you are close to. So it's a season of, man, affirmation, and it's a season of appreciation. It's a season of extra gifts and hugs, and it's the whole five love languages. You know, Gary says to pick one. This is the season that you do them all. All right, you're doing dinners. You're telling them you love them. You're hugging them. You're being close. It's the season. It's the season to embrace. Now listen to me. In relationships, spouses, we need to realize that there are sometimes in our marriages that the season to embrace is really important. Life goes on. Sometimes marriages kind of do this. And there comes a time in every marriage that you've got to put everything aside and realize this is the season to embrace. This is the time, whatever we've been through, this is the time for us to come back together and just pay attention to this relationship. Now let me say to men, this is an important season in the life of your wife. Now I know you think all she needs is sex, right? And I'm a great lover, so all her needs are met. Well, I don't want to hurt your feelings this morning in any way or make you feel like you're not a man, but there is more to that relationship than sexuality. There are times that touch and gifts and hugs and just hearing on a regular basis that you love them, that's important in that relationship. There is a season, the Bible says, that people are to embrace. Give a little extra attention. Can I say that to parents too? There are times as we parent, man, life goes up and down. And there are times and seasons that our kids, they just need a little something extra. It's a time to embrace. I want to say to dads, listen, I appreciate, you know, and they need your physical presence. And they need to know that you care and that you are providing for them. But there are times in the life of a child and a teenager and young men and young women that they need to hear from you, that you love them, that you are proud of them, and that you are glad to be their dad. Can I tell you that does something to the psychological and the spiritual makeup of a child? It's a time to embrace. It's a time when we have close relationships that we realize they just need a little extra attention. And then there is the time to refrain from embracing. Men don't think this is a part of marriage, right? That would never happen. That would never happen. This is a season of firm words or actions, drawing clear boundaries and tough love. There's a time to embrace, and then there's a time to refrain from embracing. It's a time of tough love. This is a difficult season in close relationships when we go, hey, something's not right here. We gotta stop. We gotta assess some things in our particular life. We gotta draw some boundaries and enforce those boundaries. There's a season to refrain from embracing. 1 Corinthians, you can read it. It was a young man in the church, in that church, and he was misbehaving terribly toward his family. You can read about it. The Apostle Paul said, you know what? Don't have anything to do with him. Don't have anything to do with him. That's harsh. The season to refrain from embracing sometimes is difficult. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes maybe there's a strain that can come from this. Paul said, don't have anything to do with him. But let me just tell you something. In close relationships, the season to refrain from embracing? I've lost my word here. I'm sorry. I just went blank. It's very important because it brings balance to the relationship. Okay? Listen to me. So if you have the season to embrace all the time, all right, without the season of refraining from embracing when there's a problem, then it can turn into a lifetime of enabling if we're not careful. There's a balance to that. It's a valuable season that we go, whoa, we got to put some boundaries in here. There's some things that are unhealthy about this relationship. It's the season to pull back. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1, he said, listen, this young man who's doing some things bad toward his family, separate. Don't talk to him. Just don't have anything to do with him, okay? Then he comes back in 2 Corinthians later and said, hey, remember that young man that I talked to you about before? It's okay, bring him in, okay? It's okay. He's doing good. You see, the season to refrain from embracing helped realign that relationship and brought them back into relationship, all right? So when they said, and it's tough. These seasons are tough. Hey, we've got to redo. We've got to relook at this relationship. But in actuality, it can help to serve and bring back balance and bring back respect, you know, to this particular relationship. It can help restore the relationship. So there's a season to embrace where every close relationship just needs a little extra love, attention, care. And then there's a time when we go, hey, there's some things out of balance here. We need to pull back on this, all right? A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to keep and a time to throw away. This, the time to keep, is a season to save, store, accumulate, and think long-term about your future. It's the season to keep. It's a time to keep. Solomon, who wrote that passage, also wrote in Proverbs, he said, if you want to see wisdom when it comes to keeping, watch the ant. Watch the ant. He said, you're going to learn something from the ant. And he said, the ant doesn't have a boss. He doesn't have anybody, you know, watching over him yet. When it's summer, he begins to store. And when it's fall, he begins to store. So I'm just saying to you, there's a time in your life that it's a time, you know, it's a time to keep. So I will say to young adults, you know, when you first get out on your own, it's a time to, you know, it's a time to accumulate. I rented my first apartment. I had like one chair. I slept on the couch for years, you know. So let me say to young adults, single young adults, married young adults, time to accumulate. Used furniture can be your best friend, all right? I know you want to buy it all new. You don't want your precious one to be sitting in somebody else's old furniture. And they'll offer you a deal where you don't have to pay for it for 3 years. Don't take that deal. You know, it's a time to save. It's a time to accumulate. It's a time to build up. And it's time when you're young to think long term about your financial future. Okay? Now, when you're young, we're not in the time to keep, time to save. We're in the time to spend, right? I want to keep this passage, so I'm going to spend and make sure that I accumulate things. Not really the tone of it. All right? So listen, you think long term. He said, find wisdom from the ant who lays up and looks later. Do you know what? Young adults, they say if there's any kind of decent rate of return in the stock market, that your money can double every 7 years. Your money can double every 7 years. And I know when you're 20 and you're looking like, wow, there is just no way I'll ever have anything. But you know, when you get 50, you got about $200,000 in your 401k, and it starts doubling every 7 years. You'll be praying to God to work 7 more years. Lord, I want to work just 7 more years. You'll be trying to do that. There's a time to save and accumulate. To the businessman who sees profits right now, who always think that profits now mean expansion now. I'm telling you, no. There is a time and a season that we keep and that we save. I want to say to you, because if we're wise in keeping and saving today, it can fund our dream, our God dream, later on in our life. But we never kind of say, we just spend all the time. But there's a season that there's a time to accumulate, all right? So it's a time to keep, and then there's a time to throw away. There's a time to throw away. So after you've been in that season of accumulation and saving, then there's a season that we get rid of stuff. Now, some people don't believe that that's a God season, all right? There's one gender alive that does not believe that that's a God season. Hey, but let me tell you something. If this is your living room right here, if this is it, you know what? I got a word from God for you, all right? Teenagers, young adults, if this is your bedroom right here, if that's your dad in the hazmat suit, I got a word from God for you, all right? It is time to throw away. Time to get rid of some stuff. The time to throw away is a God season to purge, declutter, and streamline, to achieve simplicity for God's will and purpose to emerge or reemerge in our life. This is a great season for us. Hebrews chapter 12 says, I want you to lay down things that are dragging you down. I want you to get rid of those things, all right? So we need the season to throw away. We need the season to purge things, to declutter, to streamline, to get some things out of our lives. So we need the season to throw away. Why? To guard against the danger of possessions. That's what Jesus said. He said, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. You think I own things, but in actuality, they are owning you. And the time to throw away will help you to kind of bring some order and balance back to your life. It's all about possessions and accumulating possessions. And there's a time that he said, no, you need to get rid of that. What did he say to the young ruler? He had a clutter problem. Sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. There's a time of purging. There's a time of streamlining. So we the season to throw away, we need it to help us guard against the danger of possessions, to remove unhealthy relationships in our lives. Sometimes we've got toxic relationships, things that are taking us away from God. They're not good for us emotionally, physically, spiritually. The time to throw away is a time to evaluate and time to purge. It's a time to acknowledge. I mean, there's some folks in my life that have no business being there. You've got people that are pulling you away from your service to God and your walk with God. And the time to throw away, the time to purge and streamline, man, can make you do some evaluation about their influence on your particular life. The time to throw away can also help you to focus on God's will and God's purpose for our life. We have so much junk in our life. So much junk that it's hard to function like God wants us to function. So when we go through the season to throw away and we start purging some things and we start getting rid of some things and we streamline some things in our lives, you might be surprised what might surface in its place. I showed you that picture just a minute ago. There's no clarity. It's only disorder in your life. And some of you, that's just all disorder. There's no direction, but you'll be surprised. When you go through the time to throw away and you streamline and purge, you may be surprised what priorities may surface. There may be some things that God speaks to you when your life is all cleaned up. There may be some things that might reemerge that God has spoken to you a long time ago, but you have so much clutter and so much disorder in your life that you've forgotten about that. And the season to throw away and purge and streamline, you may be surprised what might reemerge in your life when you've walked through that season. It's a valuable season of our lives, of evaluation, getting rid of some things that are keeping us from our goals, our God goals, and our life goals. Robert Foster, he wrote the classic Celebration of Disciplines. Sometime in your life, every believer needs to read that. He writes a whole chapter on streamlining, purging. Here's what he says. Strip away all the excess baggage and non-essential trappings until you've come into the stark reality of the kingdom of God. Let go of all distractions until you are driven into the core. Allow God to reshuffle your priorities and eliminate unnecessary things. And I say, amen. There's a time to accumulate. Then there's a time to get rid of some things in our life. And we never go through the purging. We only go through the time to accumulate. And those pictures that I just showed, that's a sign of your life. Just all kinds of disorder. So this is a valuable season to throw away and to purge. The last one this morning, a time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to be silent and a time to speak. Time to be silent. So this is the season to listen, observe, and learn. Okay? Wisdom comes from listening and watching. Proverbs says, let the wise listen and add to their learning. The teacher starts the class with this. Shh. Because all learning is done best when everyone is silent. And then our teachers here, they have another follow-up sentence that's a little more aggressive when that doesn't work. But it starts with, shh, because learning is best done in silence. Also in silence, in stillness, you can hear God's voice. You can hear God's voice. There's a season of silence when the Lord says, just stop. Just stop. Be quiet. Be still. We go in our prayer closets. What do? We take the worship music and it blares. There's nothing wrong with that. All right? But there's a time, you know, and we start praying. But there's a time of silence that the Lord says, shh. There's something I want to show you. There's something I want to say to you. There's something I want to reveal to you. Listen, it's in those times of stillness. It's in those times of silence that we hear God's voice. And he speaks to us a word of direction. Or he speaks to us some encouragement. Or he gives us some wisdom on a particular situation. They only come in the season of silence. Or those seasons of silence and stillness is what deepens our intimacy and our relationship with God. There is a season for us to be silent. This book of Psalms says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently. That's hard to do, isn't it? That's hard to do. He said, just be still. I don't want you to do anything. I don't want you to say anything. I just want you to be quiet. And I want you to be patient. So he says, my paraphrase, shut up and keep shutting up. Shh. It's a season of silence. Shh. Shh. Be quiet. Psalms 46, be still and know that I'm God. So in the times of quiet and stillness, sometimes there's something that surfaces out of our heart. I don't need another word. Sometimes I've already had that word. Okay, sometimes God is speaking, man, and I can't even hear it because there's so much noise. Are you like me? You're around noise all the time? I mean, I have 3 teenage daughters, so you know where I'm going on that one. But, you know, I realized in my life I had no quiet moments. There was no stillness. There was no quietness. So at the first of the year, I mean, as soon as I got up in the morning, started getting ready, I put on worship music or a little Crimson Tide talk. Let me just say, either one of those. And I just, starting the first of the year, I just stopped. I didn't play anything, maybe a couple times. It's not wrong if you do. I'm just saying I realized there was no quietness in my life. There was no quiet moments. There may be times that God is trying to speak to us, but we're never still and we're never quiet. We're looking for a word. We need God's direction. We want God's guidance. And just to be honest, we won't shut up long enough for him to speak to us. He says, I speak in a still, small, quiet voice. We think because he's God and he's the creator that anything that God would speak would be explosive. It would just stop us the moment that we hear. And I've learned his voice is not that way. His voice is a very quiet voice. And it's a very persistent voice. And it comes deep in my heart. And there are times that I need that season of silence in my life and that quietness and stillness. That my devotional time is not all about worship and praying for others. Those are important parts of that. But there are other times that we just need to be still and that we just need to be quiet because God wants to reveal himself, all right? And we are missing the season of silence. We're missing that, okay? So I want to say, there may be times, seasons that the Lord says, shh, shh, don't be offended. Just sit there with your heart, your ear bent toward him because God is going to say something to you. All right? Psalms 23, he leads me beside still water, stillness. Okay? And when he does that, he restores my soul. Soul restoration and soul healing comes through the season of silence and the season of stillness. He leads me beside still waters. There's restoration that comes when I am quiet and I hear his voice. There's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. All right? This season combines patience and timing to find the right moment to say what is in your heart. All right? We always want to speak whenever something's bothering or irritating us. Right? I'm mad, and I'm just going to tell them I'm mad and why I'm mad. All right? And if you speak that at the wrong season, you've wasted an opportunity. Because everybody has their listening seasons. All right? Everybody's got the time. If you want to speak to your boss, you want to speak to your coworker, you want to speak to your spouse, you don't need to blow off every time you're irritated. You choose your seasons wisely. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to speak. Worship team, you guys can come. There's a time to speak. There's a time that the Lord says, now, here's the word, go. There's a time to speak in your life. You know, there's times that it lands and it's effective. And then there's times, have you ever done it? You said what was on your heart, but it was at the wrong time. And you blew it and you made it worse, didn't you? You made it worse. There's a time to speak. There's a season. There's a season to speak, all right? Now, we let anger sometimes ruin this season. When we get angry, we forget there's a time to speak and a time not to speak. We get angry and we just want to go ahead and just let it out. And we blow this season. There's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. And the Lord will help you know. The Lord will help you know that. So, closing of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He closes with this. Closes with several things, but he closes with this. He says he's made everything beautiful in his own time. All the mosaic of the different seasons, my conversations with people throughout this series have been, I'm not sure if I'm in this season or that season or this time or that time. And I don't know the answer to all of those, all right? But I just know this, that if we listen and pay attention to seasons, red lights, green lights that come through seasons, it can help God's unfolding plan. And at the very end, he said, everything's beautiful. There's a mosaic that God is making in your life, you know, a painting, a portrait that you can't always see. But if you allow the different times and seasons of our lives to work their way, he says, everything's beautiful in its own time. It is. At the very end, you'll go, oh, wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So I'm going to pray this morning. I want to just pray over some of the things that we've talked about today. So, if you're here today, we talked about the time to gather stones. If you're here, relationships are strained, not good. You know, got some bitterness in your heart. You want to see it healed or know what the next step is. Or maybe you've got some really close relationships that you're concerned about. Is it, man, embrace, refrain? I've got some close relationships. I'm not really sure what the season and the time is. Or man, maybe you've got the time to throw away. You've got some areas of your life that need to be purged, brought into balance, streamlined. Maybe some of you are here this morning, you're away from God. You've got so many other things in your life that you've kind of pushed Jesus kind of right out. And this kind of thing is where the Lord goes, hey, I want to be part of your life. And you got some things that, man, you need to, God's speaking to you to purge. Or maybe you need to hear God's voice. Maybe you need God's direction on some things and you're going, where is that word? You know, that word may have already been spoken, but you can speak it again. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you would just take a moment, just bow your heads with me. I just want to pray over some people this morning. God's spoken to you through this word that came a long time ago. So if you're here today, man, you got some relationships that are strained. They're not good. They're kind of bitter. And it's, man, you need some resolution in this one way or the other. One way or the other. We're praying for reconciliation, but you know, one way or the other. Just raise your hand up and down really quick. Say, Pastor, pray for me. Would you pray for me? I got some relational issues. I need some clarity on. Thank you. Thank you. Our time to embrace. I've got some close relationships that I'm concerned about. I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure which way to go, but it's bothering me. Lord, I need to know your will and your direction. If that's you, just up and down really quick, just raise your hand across the building. Thank you. I'm going to pray for you in just a moment. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Maybe some of you here this morning, you got some areas of your life that are kind of out of control. Some things that need to be purged, thrown away, streamlined. You got some things that are out of balance, so cluttered. Maybe some of you, you've pushed the Lord where you know he wants to be in your life. This is your morning. God says, hey, I'm going to help you. If that's you this morning, just raise your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I got some things I got to purge. I got to get some stuff out of my life. I got some junk here. I got to reprioritize some things in my life. I see your hands this morning. Thank you. I got to get some things back right in order and in balance. Last time to be silent. Pastor, I need to hear God's voice in some areas. I need some direction. I need God's guidance. Would you just raise your hand up and down real quick? Say, Pastor, would you pray for me in this area? Thank you. I see your hands. So, Lord, I thank you for God's word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. And, Lord, it really divides and speaks to our hearts. So, Lord, this morning, I pray for those who have relationships in their lives that, and this thing has been sitting out for a while. It's not good. It's strained. It's bitter. It's just kind of, we've ignored it, hoped it would go away, hoped it would heal, but it hasn't. So, Lord, this may be the season for some to act and initiate reconciliation or to know what that next step is. So, Lord, I pray for those that raise their hand or they're watching or listening, Lord, and they need a reconciliation. They need something in this area. Lord, I pray for guidance and wisdom. But, Lord, I'm praying for reconciliation. I pray for reconciliation. But, Lord, if it's not that, then so be it. We put it in the hands of God. So, Lord, we pray for those this morning. Lord, I pray for those that have close relationships that they're concerned about, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, people that we're close with, not sure what to do, which way to go. Lord, I pray for wisdom and direction. I pray for healing and restoration, Lord, but I pray if it's a season of defining boundaries and tough love, then God, give us wisdom, Lord, to live that out. As a parent, give us wisdom to walk that out. I pray over that this morning. Lord, I pray for those that raise their hands, that they've got some areas of their lives that need to be streamlined. It's a time to throw away. I pray for those that need some purging in their life. Priorities are amiss because there's so much clutter in their life. Lord, I pray for those that have, man, they maybe kind of walked from you because there's so many things going on in their life. I pray for those that are away from you this morning and they did not intend that. But Lord, over a season of time, Lord, people have moved you off the throne of their life. I pray for those that need a purging. They need some decluttering in their life. Lord, I pray for those that need to hear God's voice. We don't need a TV preacher. We don't need an email. We don't need an encouragement from a friend. We need a word from God. And I pray that we'll balance that, Lord, with that time of stillness and silence. God, if we'll give you that opportunity, you'll do it. So I pray for those that enter into that time of just silence and listening and waiting upon God's voice. Lord, I pray over them. I pray over that today. I pray over those that raised their hand this morning. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Generations Church Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message today and pray God's greatest blessings on you. For more information about Generations Church and its ministries, check out our webpage at gctlh.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter.